sea, and I am a captain of something unknown. Waves high as mountains, there is a key, and there is a lie. Here's the times that I
welcome catch back to the roundtable on WAMC. Sounds like the Grand Ole Opry all of a sudden. It's 10:39 here on a Thursday morning, and we welcome our cultural correspondent, Sean Stone. How you doing, man?
I am feeling quite well, Ray.
What was that music?
That's the Avett Brothers. We'll get to them in a minute.
Well, then don't play them right out of the chute if we're not going to get to them right away. All right. Well, we'll do it your way. Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent. He has a list of things that he's seen, that he will go see, some music, etc. Take it, Sean.
Fun things for you to do. First, I saw a movie called The Lovers, directed by Azazel Jacobs, who apparently Sarah LaDuke interviewed yesterday.
Yes, and that's the Deborah Winger film, correct?
Deborah Winger and Tracy Letts as a couple sort of slid into middle-aged boredom.
Ennui.
They're cheating on each other.
No.
They're both cheating, and neither one of them cares about the excuses. It's actually, that part is really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the film gets a little more serious because their son is coming home to visit, and he's in college, and as it turns out, he hates them both. And he is
terrific.
He is the most wonderful caricature of a self-involved young adult I have seen in a while. I enjoyed that very much because I have very little patience for people who blame their parents for everything. It's like, yeah, they had their problems too. But it's funny, and it has a hilarious ending.
And so you give this one a thumbs up.
I would give this a thumbs up. Definitely check this out. There's a bunch of stuff going on this week. Tonight at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, there's a very good folk singer-songwriter named Caitlin Canty.
Mm-hmm.
Opening will be Lyle Brewer. That's at 7 o'clock in Saratoga Springs. This weekend, it's all action films at the Madison Theater in Albany. And I decided to highlight Kill Bill Volume 1 because I think I saw that in the theater like 5 times.
Kill Bill.
Yes, I really.
And that's, of course, the Garrison Keillor film.
Yes,
no?
Yes. Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, that's right. Quentin Tarantino. He was one or the other.
Yes, it's the one that's like 98 minutes long, and it's just Uma Thurman killing people, which which at the time was radical. Now it's like it's a cartoon.
Yeah, but still fun.
But it's still fun. And then the music coming in was were the Avett Brothers. They're a roots Americana punk folk country band.
Well, that's what we heard.
That's what we heard.
Oh, can you ring it up again there, Rob? Hang on. Let's hear the Avett Brothers here on the round table. They're playing somewhere, and I don't know if we have. They might be gone.
That's all right.
Oh, no, here they are. Ah, that doesn't sound like them. Is this them?
I don't have headphones.
Sounds like the, they should be singing Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right, skip it, Rob. Forget it.
They're going to be at Brewery Omegang in Cooperstown.
The Avett Brothers.
The Avett Brothers, Friday, June 2nd at 7 p.m.
All right.
And then over at MPAC in Troy, it's the Albany Symphony Orchestra's American Music Festival. That is today, Thursday through Saturday, June 3rd. That's 6 events over 3 days. Go to the MPAC website. You can get all the information, or the Albany Symphony's website.
Have you been to that space?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's all beautiful. They're all beautiful.
But it's experimental stuff. So what is the Albany Symphony doing that is are they going to have electric?
The Dogs of Desire.
They're great.
Their sort of new music group is going to be performing. Yeah. And there are a lot of interesting permutations of new American music. I mean, you're not going to hear Beethoven this weekend.
Well, that's great. Well, the Dogs of Desire have been around a long time, and they're fantastic.
Yes, and it's the first of the month, so we have First Friday Albany. That's in downtown Albany, various locations, Friday the 2nd from 5 to 8 p.m. There's new exhibits and artist receptions at the Albany Public Library, the Esther Massery Gallery, both of the Albany Barn spaces, the Albany Institute of History and Art. It's a nice chance to travel around Albany. It's kind of far-flung, but it's still fun.
Mm-hmm.
And see some art and see people.
And finally, maybe the weather will be okay.
I'm hoping.
Have you seen an April and May like this before?
Not in like 30 years.
Yeah.
I think this was the first May in which I only had to have my air conditioner on like one day.
Yeah, we just put ours in. It's amazing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, usually May is brutal in Albany. But and this one, here we have Fly 92's Summer Jam. Saturday at 3 p.m. at SPAC featuring Flo Rida, Sabrina Carpenter, and BB Rexha. And I had to mention that because One of my the first time that I reviewed something where I had a press pass that you wear around your neck was reviewing a Fly 92 Summer Jam for the Times Union. Now, and that was when it was at the harness track before they built the fancy casino.
Oh, yeah.
So it was basically six tons of dust flying in the air while Tone Loc did his greatest hits.
I saw concerts in the back in the day at the old harness track. Now, I've not heard of Flo Rida, but it looks awfully like Florida.
He's a rapper from a few years ago.
Okay.
I mean, they're always like a few years ago for this gig, but it's like, which means it's all hits that the kids know and they go and they have a good time.
Okay.
And then Saturday night at the Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady, it's the great blues man Duke Robillard and his band.
Yeah.
Two shows, 6:30 and 8:30 p.m.
Have you seen Duke?
Not recently, but
years ago, I saw him up in one of the clubs up in Burlington, and it was just an amazing evening.
Yeah, he's amazing. And then Sunday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, comedy time with, here's a blast from the past, Sinbad.
Good Lord, Sinbad's still alive.
Sinbad is still out there doing the comedy thing and making people laugh.
I bet he's funny still.
I'm sure he is. And then Tuesday night, it's more blues at the Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes at 8 o'clock. John Mayall.
John Mayall's still alive.
John Mayall is still alive.
Good Lord, I bet he's still funny.
And he's still touring.
Amazing.
And you know, because he's the legendary father of the British blues bands.
Well, Clapton everyone
went through the
Beck
blues.
Beck and everybody,
through the Blues Breakers in the 60s.
Taylor. I think Mick Taylor was in the group.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's summer when the free concert series start.
Oh,
and this one's called Made in the Shade of the Egg. They're Wednesdays at noon, literally in the shade of the egg, because the egg is a big odd-shaped brutalist building. So the band sets up underneath there and you can
in the shade.
You can just hang out at your lunch hour and
depending on the time of day, you'll be in the shade.
Yes.
Otherwise it's like a sundial.
I know. It's the New Breed Brass Band opening it up.
Excellent.
That's a New Orleans sound.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, I gotta tell you, I know sometimes you bring up movies.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by the Wonder Woman movie. Very intrigued by this. When's it coming out?
It's coming out this week.
Yeah.
It opens Thursday. There's a lot of good buzz about it. I haven't heard anything bad about it. It'll be interesting to see. I'm going to go see it.
She was in, briefly, the Batman versus Superman debacle.
Yes, yes.
And she was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, she's really good. She was in a couple of the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah, which I've never seen.
And then I remembered at the end of it, I think it was like two movies ago, they killed off her character, and I thought, you killed off the most likable character who can also act.
Yeah.
Because many performers in those movies, not really good at the act.
Maybe you could just give me a quick précis. The Fast and Furious is people in cars moving around. Is that
basically
premise of this? And there's nine of these movies?
Yeah, originally it was stealing cars, and now it's more like superhero stuff. Like CIA stuff.
They just drive around. Okay, it's our exit coming up.
They drive around and blow things up. Yes. Drop out of airplanes.
That's America.
It certainly is. And then we have a big biopic, Churchill, starring Brian Cox as Winston Churchill. Mm. It's set in the 10 days before D-Day.
Oh, cool.
So
that's great.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. And then there's an Israeli rom-com called The Wedding Plan about a bride whose groom ditches her, but she decides to go through with the wedding and just, you know, find a substitute.
Okay. And is Deborah Winger somehow work her way into this one as well?
No.
Okay. And that's it?
And that's it.
Sean Stone, you are a delight. It's always great having you here on the program, and we look forward to your appearance. Will you come back next week?
I will come back next week.
Sean Stone, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.